I am indeed, sir.
Congratulations, I think. Hey, what was it like getting everybody together, convincing people to do it, and the actual shoot on the day?
It was actually quite easy once I was ballsy enough, pardon the pun, to do it myself and put it out there. People quite willingly put themselves forward.
And was there an audition process? Was it just, hey, rock along to the L Students Union at this time, show up nudie and we'll go for it? Or how did it work?
No, one picture put out there and said, this could be you. Sign up. We had 38 people signed up. They rocked up in the day before we ever got to meet them. They were sent into a room with a graphic designer. Pictures were snapped up, and a week later we had a calendar ready to go.
So when you say there was one picture put out, that was you were the man leading the charge on the nudie frontier?
Exactly, yeah.
That's very brave.
It's quite surprising, yeah. It's quite surprising 38 people decided they wanted to do that, but we got it.
Now, it's not, the calendar's not divided into his and hers. It's like a unisex calendar.
Exactly, yep.
How did the whole let's raise 100 grand, 530 people doing the skydive and all these various different endeavours, how did this big project come to pass?
Yeah, so it's on the back of youth suicide, which is a huge problem in Ireland. YSPI are the only national charity that focus on the problem of youth suicide and self-harm. They receive no money from the government, absolutely not a cent. So we pledged to raise €100,000 for them because it's a huge cause in this day and age. And then how do you go about raising that amount of money? A naked calendar and a skydive are two pretty good ways.
Okay. And here, what's the reaction been like for the calendar on campus?
Very good. A lot of people, there's screens up and there's a few of us on the screens. You know, everyone's friends are sitting there saying to you, balls, this, that, the other. All the puns have been thrown out there. One or two people, you know, have question method, but with this sort of thing, you need to get yourself out there, you need to be known for what you're doing, and then start the conversation.
Have you had one or two of those down with that sort of thing? Careful now, people.
Exactly, yeah, you've one or two people that, you know, if we put models in there to complain, then there's one or two that have made just silly comments about people in there, so, you know, you're always going to get it, but it's getting the conversation out there and people know exactly what we're talking about.
Ah, listen, yeah, fair play to you. You got to make a lot of noise in this old marketplace. And there's
exactly.
There's one photo, and there's four lads, and they're all standing there, and they're holding their Ghibli bits. And
yeah, that's me in there.
Oh, that's you in there. Well done. And in front of you, there's a very brave lady sitting down, and she's also in the nip.
Yeah, she is. She actually got thrown in very much at the deep end. I think she'd better do a skydive in that shot again. There was four of us in the shot, and I was in her original position sitting down, and we'd gone over time, and she was meant to come in and do a shot on her own. She gave a knock on the door, and the offer was put to her, do you want to jump in the shot with four other guys? She, after...
This is all sounding very risque, Cian.
Yeah, she went for it. That's what it is. Nicky Calder entails.
That's very true. And hey, you said the reaction's been great. How many units have you sold? Let's talk cold, hard cash here.
So they were launched from Thursday, and luckily I had Friday off, so I don't have a number update yet. We're hoping they're going to soar from our PayPal account. It's up online now at ucdsu.yspi.eu. So we're going to hopefully have a lot of calendars going out there. I had an email this morning asking me to ship one to America. So if it's reached that far, people know about it, I'm hoping sales will start booming.
How much are the calendars?
They're €10.
€10. Well, I don't know now if who's up on facts and figures and stuff. Someone put a note in front of me to say you've already raised €10,000 out of these bad boys.
We've raised €10,000 in our overall campaign.
Oh, the overall campaign. Okay, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So €10,000 has been raised through loads of various different things. People just doing the fundraiser itself. People letting people know about the cause. Raffles, bake sales, you name it, we've done it.
And just jumping back very quickly to the calendar, I know you said some people are having a go at who was using what. Like, it's all, you said it's all ages, all shapes, all sizes. It's not an elitist thing, it's just a bit of crack.
No, I have everyone from first year vet up until the fourth year health and performance scientist. Whoever wants to get involved, whether they're already signed up to the skydive challenge and they want to be a part of something else, or whether it's a complete random or the scene and said, yeah, I support that cause and I support having a bit of crack.
Very good.
We got them all involved.
Is it true you've got 530 people signed up to do a skydive?
530 people waiting to jump out of a plane. Once they raise the money and start spreading a bit of awareness for the cause, they'll be taking the jump with us in April down in Clonbloag.
And is that all going to happen on the same day, the 530?
It'll be over 3 days.
Okay, very good. Can I get involved in that? Can I do a skydive, which is...
Sir, you can indeed. I'll hit you up at a link straight after this.
Brilliant. How much do I need to raise?
€500 is the minimum, and there's absolutely no maximum. We expect people to reach for the stairs.
Okay, I think between JJ, Susie and Reg, they could probably throw together 500 quid between the three of them and send me off. Well done, guys. Good for the cause. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we'll take that on. We'll definitely raise that 500 quid and get involved in the skydive. That'd be a good laugh. We also we'd love to get a few stocking fillers. So can we buy a few calendars off you?
Yeah,
we can send them out to some listeners.
Yeah. I can. Wait, you hit me up on the address, I can send a few down your way.
Yeah, brilliant. So yeah, we'll pay for them, of course. They're a tenner, right?
Yeah, tenner a pop.
Okay, well, we'll take 10.
Take 10. Excellent, excellent.
Deadly. Okay, well, listen, Cian, be in touch. I'm not serious now. We'll get JJ to drop you an email and we'll get involved in the skydive as and when it happens. And if people want to, I don't know, if they want to order a calendar online, you said someone in the States was looking for one, how do they do that?
Yeah, so you can head on to the website ucdsu.yspi.eu.
.yspi.
Yeah, YSPI, which is the charity Youth Suicide Prevention Ireland. EU.
And you aren't going to take all the money and feck off to Brazil now. You're trustworthy students.
No. I have too much studies to do, man.
Okay. Hey, very good. Hey, listen, it's a bold project. The aim is to raise 100 grand for YSPI, and the skydive and this nudie calendar is all part of that. So you're great sports, lads. Well done. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Cian.
Thanks very much. See you.